Good evening. You can take your seats. Hallelujah. Adrian. Well, we're just really blessed to be here tonight. The worship, there was a real manifestation of God's presence on the second and the last song. It started, something started to shift. And I take that as a good sign that God's going to be moving tonight. And we're really excited to be here. Adrian and I have been on tour. We're on Australia and New Zealand tour. And we're just blessed to be in the first time, actually, we've been ministering in the Blue Mountains, which is good. And we're expecting a powerful weekend. And we're expecting that this is a reality. And we say this all over the world because it's a reality. We're not hyping it up. That some of you will never be the same again after this weekend. Yeah. We could just have that just a little bit low, Adam, that just a little bit under us. That'd be great. Thanks. We'll explain about the sounds later. We just like to keep sounds moving through our ministry because the Holy Spirit moves on sounds and worship. Amen? Just wondering if we can, because we can't minister on the platform is a little, yeah, thank you. I just feel like I'm been interrogated, you know what I mean? Like,
who do you work for?
You know? But yeah, thanks for that. Because we're just trying to make it safe. We're going to be doing a lot of ministry. There's going to be activation. There's going to be healings. It's not just dreams and visions. Some people think we're a couple of guys that just sits around and like we read horoscopes. We're not into horoscopes. It's more than that, isn't it, Adrian?
It is. Can you hear me okay? So we will interpret some dreams over the weekend. But if we interpret a dream... You know, we interpret dreams because dreams are revelatory insights. And you'll see over the weekend that they are key or pivotal to stepping into kingdom truth. That's because revelation is the key, or the keys of the kingdom are revelation. And dreams are part of that revelation. They are the rhema word of God. So if we interpret dreams over the weekend, tonight for example... A dream that we will interpret in a forum like this, in a public forum, needs to be something you can relate to us in around about 15, 20 seconds. Now, that might seem quite short, but you can get a lot of information, not speeding things up, but you can get a lot of information across in a nice, succinct, short dream. If you do have a dream that's nice and short, don't shorten it. Don't bring us somebody else's dream. Don't try to speed up to fit in a one-minute dream into 20 seconds, all right? So if you do go too long, you'll hear this noise. And we will ask you politely to sit down because...
Yeah, there's some sort of like little door shafts here. No, we're just kidding. Yeah, it's all right. We'll be like trying to be like Jesus and we want to love you guys and... And we'll just say, look, we love you. We love you to sit down. No. But we try to do it the right way because we don't want it to be too long to bog down the meeting. We can't. We want to protect the anointing, and we will ask you to sit down. And we'll do it in the right spirit. We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but we want to do as many as we can, and we want to teach out of it as well. We do have angels in the meeting, don't we, Adrian?
Correct.
I hope you're okay with that. Some people think. We're into New Age or something like that. But we have a... You all have angels, but some of them are brought out of their brains. They are. They're sitting around like... Some... Because, God, they're waiting for you to put them to work with the Word, decreeing the Word and coming into the revelatory understanding. Once you come into revelation, release the Word, angels are dispatched and released. Amen?
So you read in the scripture, Psalm 103 verse 20 says, "Praise the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, hearkening unto his voice, doing his commandments," or doing his word. So angels wait for you to speak the rhema word, and then they go to work. I like to be provocative and say that angels come to work through your mouth. All right, and so they don't physically, because that's like a weird sort of concept, but they come to work as you start to speak. You are a portal of another realm. And God wants that realm of the kingdom to manifest here over the weekend and from here on. Amen?
So just to qualify, it says in Colossians 2, be careful of those who puff themselves up, talk about great things they've seen, and come into worship of angels without embracing the head. Who's the head?
Jesus.
Amen. So we worship him. He's the King of glory. But we do have a realm where there's, some of you will see that realm. The eternal realm is faster than the speed of light. It actually doesn't have any time, right? The kingdom of God has no time. That's why some people try to look at through the lens of this realm, time, space, matter, and they go, well, who created God? You know, but it's actually an eternal realm. But you'll see it slow down, the eternal realm, and you'll see the realm of the angelic realm of the angels ascending and descending, as was promised to Nathaniel by Jesus. He said, you'll see greater things. And you'll see that realm. We come under that. We come to the gate, and you will access that this weekend. You'll understand that. And we have an angel that stands with me and Adrian, and as a revelatory angel, and I get visions, and through the dreams, some things will be called out about your life or about your son or your daughter or whatever, and it's real. So we don't play games, but this is something that you need to really be aware of, that we're not gurus, right? This is for the body of Christ. Amen? I mean, people think we're gurus, but we're not. I mean, look, when we went to China, they thought I was Buddha, but... But we were here to equip the body of Christ to walk the way Jesus walked. Amen?
It might have been because you stood next to the statue pulling the same face.
Yeah. No, but there was great evangelism to Adrian. It really
was.
Worked. We had them come to us laughing, and we ministered to them. Amen.
Angels are here. They're in this place. You know, so we need to understand, most of us want to see angels to prove them. And yet, if you understand they're here and you don't doubt them, they go to work as soon as you're glorifying Christ. Amen? As soon as you're lording him and putting him, enthroning him, angels are at work. Amen? And so, if you read through scriptures, you see that Joshua is speaking to the Lord of Hosts, the commander of the Lord of Hosts, before the walls of Jericho came down. Who pulled the walls down? Hello? You know, Jesus meets a centurion in Matthew chapter 8. Who was dispatched to heal his servant? Angels. All right, so we've got to realize it's part and parcel of the partnership we're in with the Lord. Amen? His servants. Now, tongues and interpretation, 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, says that tongues being a mystery coming through a human vessel, and its interpretation coming through a human vessel, says it needs to be judged or weighed. Likewise, a dream is a mystery. It's a parable, and God uses parables. Parables are the language of the kingdom. All right, and the kingdom's there, earth's here, and the overlap are parables. Parables aren't just long stories or stories with a little truth beneath them. They are riddles, they're enigmas, they're puzzles for us as kings. The glory of God to conceal it, the glory of kings is to reveal and search that matter out. And so understand that dreams are just part of that. And if you learn this in here and on dreams and visions, you can do it in scripture. You can hear God's voice all over. But as saying that, a dream is a mystery. It's interpretation coming through human vessels with bias, with agenda, with physical limitations, with those sort of things. It needs to be judged or weighed. So what I'm saying to you is don't take every word that someone says to you on board. Sometimes we take on board words that we shouldn't be wearing. Amen? Take on those things that witness with you in God. Amen? And that you get confirmation from God's word.
So just keep in mind, we prophesy in part. I mean, we've grown into the accuracy. So if I say to you, I call you up and the Lord showed me that you're in the office of a prophet, it doesn't mean... You know, we just wave a wand when it's on. Okay? So, because if I say that you're operating in that or you're called to walk in that, it's an invitation. Okay? You don't just, please don't walk around like a peacock with two tails and hijack the microphone every 5 minutes from your pastor and, Adam says I'm a prophet. No, please don't do that. You just grow into it and you work with your pastor. And And someone did say to us, oh, well, my pastor doesn't receive the things of the Spirit. Well, you need to go where you fit in. It says in the book of Acts 2 that they were like-minded, and there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind, Some people are stuck in places where they're emotionally, they might have got saved there 20 years ago, but they're emotionally still there. Sometimes you need to make a decision. You need to get up like Abraham, leave your parents and go to the promise. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So that's what we do. We release words, but we're not, you know, we there's times where we miss it. You know what? It's okay to miss it. It's actually refreshing because it means you're not getting sources from anywhere else. You can be very accurate, but every now and then you might miss it a little bit. That's okay. You know, a false prophet can be accurate. But a false prophet draws people to himself as a point of worship, okay? Or draws people away from isolation and from fellowship, and they listen to one teacher. You've got to be careful of that. So a prophet of God, this is where our heart is for you, not to look to us. Okay, you might look to us as like a symbol, as an icon, but when you click on an icon on your iPad, it leads you to a bigger program. And we want to lead you into the presence of the King of Glory, okay? That's what a true prophet looks like, amen? And also to teach and equip you to do the same, amen?
Now, most of us, when we dream, we go, well, I had a really weird dream last night. It's because we're looking at it through human eyes. And so if we went out of here and it had just been raining, you'd see a rainbow, or you'd see, you know, the arc of a rainbow, perhaps. But if we were in the sky, if we were flying a plane, or if we're on a mountain looking down at that same rainbow, we wouldn't just see the arc, we'd see a complete circle. And so when people say to us, well, I had a really weird dream, that's because they're looking at it through purely human eyes. You've got to get the mind of Christ on that situation. And to understand a dream or a vision, you have to look at it through the lens of Scripture. It says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13, when the Holy Spirit teaches, he does so comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And so you bring the lens of Scripture and your understanding of Scripture onto that scene to see what God is saying. And we'll explain as we go.
So we're just trying to qualify a lot of things because this is not our first rodeo. We've had a lot of, you know, doing this qualification in every meeting, it stops a lot of blogs on the internet and things like that. That we want to qualify, make sure you feel like you're in a safe place. We're into the supernatural, but out of that, the supernatural comes out of intimacy, right? And you can move in the supernatural without intimacy. You need to, we really, our heart is for you to be intimate. The dreams and visions and the prophetic anointing is for you to be transformed into the intimacy of God. That's our heart. The dreams and visions are a means to an end. The end in itself is your relationship and your intimacy with God. I'd rather have that and not be prophetic. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's a party trick. Now, we will teach a little bit of wisdom. You need the wisdom with the gift you have, and that comes through the intimacy and meditation. I might teach a little bit of meditation later. But I think we'll go on as...
Let's just say that not all dreams, you know, like, so dreams are not all rosy. But you shouldn't... It's not a fait accompli. It's not a done deal if you get a negative dream. If you understand that you are sons and daughters of the living God and you're seated in heavenly places, you can speak into a situation where you see a negative. All right, so if you see sickness, you can speak health. If you see death, you can speak life. If you see marriage breakdown, you can speak union. All right, and we need to realize and take up our God-given authority. Amen?
Yeah, this is what we teach. We actually don't foretell a lot. Now, I do come into foretelling to that realm, but it's actually a higher level when it comes to the office of a prophet. Foretelling is releasing something out of God's sovereignty that's going to happen, and it's unstoppable. Okay, you can prepare for it, like Joseph and Pharaoh with Pharaoh's dream, but foretelling is different. I'll probably tell you if we're foretelling in this meeting, but it's foretelling. We're actually releasing the promises and the destiny that God has for you. See, God has a blueprint in heaven for you before the foundations of the earth. But he will not interfere with your will. He wants you to have faith and activate it and walk it out, okay? That's why there's a difference. The grace of God's one thing, but acting out the promise and acting out the will of God is another thing. And you need the Holy Spirit with that, okay? That's why there's a difference between well done, good and faithful, or you go through the fire and the wood, hay and the stubble burn up. And whatever remains, if you know what I'm talking about. There's two different... Eternal life is free. That's the good news. You can't earn it. It's a gift. You can't lose your salvation unless you throw it away. However, walking it out and bringing the destiny into will, into the manifestation of the natural, it comes with faith, and we've got to fight the fight of faith, and we need to move in that realm with the Holy Spirit. And if we had enough time, maybe another time, we can pray how changing our lives was praying in tongues for so many years. Now, just a question: who's actually sat in under our ministry before? Okay, who hasn't? Who hasn't? Oh my gosh! Well, that's refreshing, Adrian. Where are you? Yeah, that's a lot.
That's the largest group of people who haven't heard us in this tour at least. All right, so welcome.
Yeah,
and the others of you came anyway, you know.
Yeah, we had some people that came from the last conference last weekend in Liverpool. I think was it Liverpool?
Yeah.
So we love the Aussies because initially it was tough, wasn't it, Adrian? But now we're just we're very well received, and we thank you guys for coming out. And it's blessed to be in Australia again, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Now, we didn't bring any books or product with us, but you can go to Koorong or you can go to Amazon. You can find the Divinity Code online, God's Prophetic Symbolism online, and Adam and I have penned a number of individual books as well, and they're all there online as well. So
we do give you a free book, a gift of any choice, if you do sign up with the school, but we'll talk about that later. It's online. But anyway, let's get into it. We're going to do some ministry, and are you guys ready? Fasten your seatbelt. But what we want to do is we want to just acknowledge the Holy Spirit, and the presence of God is here strong. But before we move in the gifts, we always like to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We give him the glory. He's the only evidence that can reveal the Father and the Son. So Holy Spirit, just for a moment, let's just for a few minutes just acknowledge him and worship him. Pray in the Spirit.
We welcome you, Holy
Spirit. The worship was wonderful tonight.
We welcome you.
But let's just, Adam, if you could just crank that up a little bit. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Let's sing a song in the Spirit, because you're going to see heaven open up to another level. Lord, we thank you for angels ascending and descending. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory, Lord. Yaramaraka achie. Sikaramama borrogo suluru. Oh, there's a realm opening up right now. There's a cascade of heaven. Cascade of heaven. Angels ascending and descending. There's a heartbeat of heaven here right now. Ramakie, Ramakia, Ramasuka, Ramakie. Hi. Lord Jesus, Yeshua, Yeshua, you are the breath of life in Genesis. You are the breath of life in Genesis. You are the Passover lamb in Exodus. You are the great high priest in Leviticus. You are the pillar of fire by night, the glory cloud by day in the book of Numbers. Lord, you are the great prophet like unto Moses in Deuteronomy. You are the fulfillment of the Torah. Right now, there's a door standing open in heaven. See, there's sounds, I like to call it sounds and wonders. I'll share a bit later, maybe tomorrow, but I had a heavenly encounter. And heaven was full of sounds. Everything was worshiping the Lord, even the plant life. And there was kind of like this sound, the closest I've found, it was like the metropolitan area of heaven. It was just everything was worshiping the Lord. And it's a frequency that's actually above the natural frequency of sound. It's actually a spiritual frequency. And it's like Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are he who comes in the name of the Lord. So we're just going to flow with that. You okay with the sounds? So we're just, this thing now, I feel like I'm backstroking. Now this is going to be easy, Adrian.
Do you sense the presence of God here? That's a silly question, yeah. Isn't it, really, I guess?
It's just getting thicker and thicker. A bit like my head. No, sorry. Can we might need some catches here just to help us out. We don't usually do it on a platform like this, but... if we could just come up on the stage, that'd be great.
So
just
who has a nice, short dream? 20-second dream. Ma'am, with the blonde hair, would you like to come forward?
Just be aware that this is why we got catches up, because sometimes people come up and they go straight away.
Because
there is the pillar of fire. Some of you will probably see it. It's a manifestation of Jesus.
Right.
How you doing? Don't tell me your name or anything about yourself. All right, just tell us about the dream. We will ask questions, though, through the dream.
Okay, I was at a church conference and the church was installing an open heaven gazebo in the natural so that God could install a supernatural portal in the supernatural. And then after the gazebo was installed, everyone had a chance to go through it and receive from Jesus. And when I was standing under it, I said, thank you, Jesus, I receive all you have for me. And then walked out again.
Now that's a great example of a short dream. You shorten it, and you're not supposed to do that, was it? Okay. We can't do a dream if you're shortening it. There's more in it, is there? What's the line?
That my mum was with me, and she was explaining the whole thing to me.
See, that is extremely important. And you can't... So just for the record, don't give us half your dream, because you can get misled. And also, we do know, we sense something that's not right sometime. And don't lie about a dream. Don't make it up, too. We know that as well. I don't mean to be serious, but we want you to have the best. We want God to release something for you, all right? And that's a very important thing, isn't it, Adrian, to add?
It is.
You want to relay it?
So it's, Dreams are interpreted in context. It's not a formula, all right? The number one mistake that we make is we always think it's a formula. Every time you see a snake, it means this, or a spider, it means this. It's not. It doesn't work like that. And so to get context, you have to ask questions. But, like, so we want to impart to you what we carry, amen? So the best thing to do here in this situation is to relate the dream, because I would say one in six people will leave something out in the heat of the moment, sharing the dream. And maybe you miss some elements in the dream as well. And you can clarify, and you can ask and interact. You can ask questions to clarify what you don't quite understand. So you said your mother was with you. And at the beginning, I wasn't too sure whether you were actually talking about the dream or a real natural experience. But you said you were part of a church, or you're going into a church. This is all the dream. Your mum was with you, and she was explaining the whole thing. So you went to the church gathering. And in the center of something, there was like a gazebo that was a portal, and people were walking through that portal. And then when you got to that place, you said, Jesus, give me everything that you've got. I receive all that you have for me. Now, part of context would be, when did you have the dream? So if you want to find context, you want to ask the when, what, when, where, when, what, where, how, and why type questions. Is that okay? So I want to know when this was, because it's relative, it's relevant, isn't it? Because if it was 50 years ago, sorry, but you know, if it was last week, it's really relevant, and these guys are coming to interpret dreams. But if it was maybe 3 years ago, that could say something else. Is that okay? So when did you have that?
25 September, 6 a.m. or 6:08 a.m.
So September this year,
yeah,
at 6 a.m. It's like recorded it. That's really good. It's really good practice to write down the dreams, and they're the ones you remember, aren't they? The ones you're waking up to, you know, and you go, whoa. And if you don't write it down, you'll lose it. So it's really good practice to write it down. Have that pen next to your bed and so on. And your mother was with you. Now, feelings in a dream will help you to discern whether you're going to go that way or that way. All right? So, and if it goes into the negative, then you know that you've got to take the situation in authority or find out how the enemy is getting into that situation. So how did you feel about that whole situation? The whole thing to me feels good. You know, the fact is it's open, your mother's leading you through the whole thing, so it sounds like it was a good feeling. Was that correct?
I was like, that's awesome, yeah. When I woke up, I was like, oh, what was that? Yeah, that was cool.
So have you, can I ask you some questions now? Now, to get context, it's not just like by the mouth of two or three witnesses, like looking at the elements within the dream. We've got to match the dream with the dreamer, because that's context. All right, and so now, you've got to ask yourself as you're interpreting, why would God give that dream? Now, God's answering a question on a person's heart in the majority of dreams. All right, and so with that heads up, you go, okay, so have you come to a place in your spiritual walk where you've gone to God and you said, I want more, I want everything, I want to walk in this?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
Like all the time.
That's not a recent thing then?
I became born again like 3 years ago, and I was like on fire for God since then. So yes. Yeah,
but
then,
have you made, like, you've gone, God, I want more. I want to live under that open heaven.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So to me, God's witnessing with that, all right? So we want to see what else is in that whole process. Obviously God said, yes, you've got it. And you know, every one of us, heaven is open. We shouldn't be singing songs like open heaven, open it wide, because it's already open. Jesus opened it with his death on the cross. Is that okay? But we've got to start to walk in that reality. We've got to live in that reality. Heaven is open to us. And if I had time, not tonight, but I could open that right up and show you in Scripture how he portrays that. Adam?
Yeah, we're gonna release something tonight. And I'm really excited about this dream that you're stepping in something. And see, the mother represents the Holy Spirit in this context, okay? And you got born again, and you had this experience with the Holy Spirit, but God's going to release wisdom upon you, okay? So from today onwards, I really believe you're coming into such a revelatory understanding of the language of heaven, but also having wisdom, because it's kind of like you've been in a... Not being disrespectful, you had amazing fun time, a bit like in a kid's pool, but God's going to bring you deeper into the things of the Spirit. And I see that you're actually a worshiper, right? And I see that God is releasing such an anointing for you to get sounds and wonders, right? And I said that today, but I see you're kind of come into a realm of as a psalmist, And then I'm seeing that God's actually giving you the ability to release such an anointing to bring, it's kind of like an anointing around you to draw the unsaved people to you. And I see you have an evangelistic calling over your life as well. But it's to do with actually you worshiping publicly in dark places, right? And people come being drawn to you. But also I see that you're coming into a realm where today your eyes are going to open up to a greater level where you're going to have a seer gifting. You're prophetic. You're from this church. Because when you told me the dream, I did sense it was from another location. But I want to pray that you're going to break also religiosity off. And also with a generation with your family, there's a mainstream religious spirit that's going to break off, right? So that you can actually bring, there's going to be people coming into the kingdom through your family, all right? Now, I'm just seeing a vision of another younger lady with dark hair. Not darkish, but like darker hair than you. Obviously, you can't get any blonder than you. But did you have a sister? Do you have any? Because I'm seeing a vision of this. Sorry.
Someone young or old?
Young, yeah, youngish, like about in the 19. How old are you? Okay, all right. I just see this young girl. It might be your friend, but yeah. But I want to pray that that you're actually bringing. I just see that you have the ability to bring her into a closer relationship. There's some friends that you were involved with, and God's actually going to bring such an anointing that's going to come upon you where you're going to lead some of them into the kingdom, because there's been some distance with them at the moment. We're going to pray that you're actually going to reconnect with them, reestablish friendships. But there's one particular girl I just saw that maybe she might not be 19, but she's younger. But I don't know. I just see a vision whether maybe it might be you when you were younger. In fact, what I see with a vision, and this may be to do with, I just want to break off a soul tie with a relationship, right? And I want to pray that you're actually going to be free from that, so you can actually, you're actually hidden in Him, right? Because when I say you're hidden in Him, it's almost like God's protected you, because I just see that the enemy's trying to, somebody's been tormenting you in the past and has been actually trying to find you. We shut that down right now. All right? Yeah, and we're going to shut it down in the name of Jesus, all right? Without putting fear on you. But I'm just getting these visions, but I'm actually trying to piece them together. But I also want to pray for you. At the moment, you're completely restored, but there's something to do with the eating, all right, of the past. I want to pray that that there's something there in the spirit was a bit of residue that, where there's been some torment of the mind where it's affected your eating. We're going to break that off, right? And we decree that your mind is coming into divine order, because this woman of God here is completely going to walk out of destiny in signs and wonders. I'm seeing that. Signs and wonders are completely activated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shakara baruko suka. And I prophesy also over the father situation, right? Is your father, he's not, obviously not born again, is he? Is he born again? Because there's a religious spirit. Because I want to pray over your father, the situation. Because when I said, could the family before, I said there's some religious spirits. There's like a religious mainstream type of heritage. That's going to come off your father, and I want to pray for healing over him as well, so that he can be completely free, and that also that his mind is completely free as well. We prophesy that he's actually coming out of the darkness into the light, and we prophesy that his brain is completely free as well. We decree the glory of God's all over him, and we thank you, Father, I just decree an angel that's visiting him, and he's going to actually be set free. And I come against even religious cults over the mother side as well. We just break that off right now. And I just want, Adrian, if you can help me out here in a minute, we're going to pray that her spiritual eyes are going to open up, and you're going to line up with that portal. See, the rotunda is actually the portal, okay? and you're going to be walking around where there's the angelic realm is going to be opened up over your life, like Nathaniel saw it in John chapter 1. Jesus said you're going to see greater things, angels ascending and ascending. So you're going to walk in such a supernatural realm where people's lives are going to be completely healed and delivered. So I just feel she can activate that.
So realize that there are physical places, geographical locations where there are portals here on planet Earth, but also realize that each one of us is a portal to another realm. Amen? And so, Father, I thank you for our sister. I thank you that the eyes of our understanding, that's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, the eyes of her understanding are enlightened. Father, that she would see in the spirit, that is, I would lay honey in the spirit over her heart so that the honey revelation would brighten her eyes, just as it did for Jonathan as he dipped his spear and his eyes were enlightened, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And there's an anointing, Lord. There. I feel that anointing coming upon you here right now, pouring out over you. It's honey from the rock, honey from the lion's carcass right now in Jesus' name.
And open the eyes right now. Her eyes are opening up right now. We decree right now that she's seeing in the spirit, but also wisdom and revelatory knowledge is released upon her as prophesied. Wisdom and revelatory knowledge is released and activated. And I release the power of the spirit over her. And I just keep seeing that vision again. And I just come against, there's been manipulation and control over a relationship. We break that off right now. And God's saying to you that you're completely in him and you're, and God has actually brought you into a place of holiness and you're completely pure before him. And we remove any soul ties right now. And we thank you, Lord God, that the glory of God is so strong over her right now. And we thank you, Father, that you're releasing her into a place, Lord, where she can speak and decree over her family. And we decree salvation over her father. We thank you for the power of the Spirit released over her father right now. In Jesus' name. Whew. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Anyone over here? The lady with the blonde hair, you put your hand up. Can you? In fact, there's an angel standing around the center towards the around the and this part, this area here. There's a gentleman, just want you to stand up. Don't come up to me afterwards. I'm not going to pray for you afterwards. With a shoulder problem, I want you to stand up if you can. A problem with the shoulder. I'm not going to pray for you afterwards. People come up to me afterwards always and they're a bit afraid to stand up. Thank you. There's also down the back there, around this area, I'm just seeing an angel as well standing there. So there's somebody who needs to stand up with regarding a problem in the shoulder. It's like a kind of a problem in the muscle or in the shoulder. If you can stand up, the power of God's going to bring divine order through all of these men. But I see it in the spirit and I want you to respond. I'm going to pray. And if you come up to me afterwards, I don't pray for people afterwards. Because the anointing's lifted me, it's just a token prayer otherwise. I just want to be in the spirit and we pray while we're actually flowing in this, all right? So, Father, just put your hands up, guys. We decree the power of the blood of Jesus right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. We decree the power of Jesus over these men.
Yes.
We break the curse
yes.
that's causing pain and affliction right now in the name of Yeshua.
Yes.
And we decree divine order through the power of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We decree healing. We decree the fire of God is released right now. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, these men are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And so, In scriptures, shoulders represent what? So the shoulder represents, Shechem was the shoulder. That's what Shechem means in Hebrew. It's a place where you're actually moving through. It could actually be moving with a burden. And the shoulders could also be the place of government from Isaiah 9 verse 7. All right, so if there's anything there like that's been a burden spiritually, that's affecting you physically, we break that right now as well in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, the man right down the back there, there's an angel standing right in front of you. Do you have any problems with your back or any shoulder issues or anything like that? Nothing like that? No problems with your back? Sorry?
A foot.
Well, stand up if you can, because I'm seeing an angel right in front of you. We decree the power of the blood of Jesus over this man. Right now. We decree, Lord, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, this man is healed. Right now. We decree, Father, Lord, that the pain is lifted off, and we prophesy supernatural healing in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, we just thank you for a good report brought by faith. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Karika Masuka. Hallelujah. I don't want you guys to let me know how you're feeling afterwards. Ma'am, thank you for your patience. Have we met before?
No.
You look very familiar. Maybe not. Okay.
So I had a dream that my family and I were all in the car together, and we were driving down the mountains, and the car just left the road and went off the cliff, but not suddenly. It was just kind of falling very, very slowly and falling and falling, and we're kind of just looking around waiting for something to happen. And just as it feels like we're about to kind of crash, I said, well, we better pray. And so I just said this prayer. I can't remember the words, but something like, God, we just love you. Thank you for this life we've had. And if you can save us, you know, that'd be great. Something like that. And so then the car just starts to land on this road that wasn't there before. It's kind of across the valley. And it's this new road I've never seen before.
Fantastic.
And just very gently, we're on the road. And we're like, okay, good.
That's good. I like it.
So you said that you were in the family car. Is it the car you currently have or something similar?
I can't picture the car, but okay. Probably the car we have.
But the family was in the car with you. You were coming down the mountain.
Yeah.
You were actually making your way around the windy roads, and then suddenly the veered off the road.
Yeah.
And it was moving in slow-mo, and suddenly you were in the air as you felt like you were almost ready for impact, and you went, Jesus, you know, like, could you fix it?
Yeah.
And basically, and then, you know, you landed softly on a new road.
Yeah.
All right, so in dreams, like in a lot of dreams like that, that's got a great ending, hasn't it? I mean,
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, like, if you were totally wiped out, then you'd be praying, like, really hard. And we're trying to think, God, how do we fix that? How do we pray to reconcile or reverse what's going on here? But because it's a great ending, if you were interpreting that, that's what you focus on. And so what that means is that new road is that God's opened a new destiny for you, or as a family. It's likely. Now, sometimes when you're in your family, this could be a greater family, because we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen? We're all the same DNA with him. Is that all right? So it could be speaking about a church situation, but it could also be speaking about a family situation. A car is the vehicle to A to B. A car can be a ministry, or a car could be a family like this, if it was the car, the family sedan, or that style of car. So has there been a situation, when did you have the dream?
Last year.
Has there been a situation where the destiny's been derailed in a way? All right, so that's what you're seeing here in this depiction. But what God's reassuring is that he has another plan, and that you're going to come down and you're going to land in that. So if that were me in that situation, you may still be coming down off of that mountain, as it were, and not knowing where the destiny is, but God's going, I've got you. I've got you in this, and I've got a new destiny. And it's not something you've seen before, because you said it was a road that you didn't know existed. All right, so it's not something you plan, but suddenly God's got another destiny or another opening for you to go. And maybe that was his plan to bring you into that. Sometimes we don't always go the way that we think we're going to go. I'm sure that when David was told he was going to be king, he thought he was going to get king, you know, become kingship straight away. You know what I mean? But yes, yet he had to go through the wilderness. And likewise with Abraham, and so on. And so sometimes things don't always work out how we imagine them to go. And yet, God has a better plan, and God has a plan, and if we continue to look to him, all things work together for good. Amen? Adam?
Amen. Can we just have that down just a smidge, just a little bit? We're going to pray that you've been going, obviously the dream tells us there's a transition you've been going through, and God's going to bring peace to your home. All right? Now, you have children? Yeah. Okay. I want to pray for your children as well. Can I ask a question? Right, I'm not putting this on you just for the, because I see some visions and it can be a metaphor, right? And I saw this in another church, I think the last church, I think, I'm not sure. But have you had any miscarriages or anything like that in your past? Yeah, your mother? Okay. Because I just see a vision of that, and that can be metaphorically in the natural. It can be that the enemy's trying to miscarriage your destiny, right? But I always ask whether you've had anything in the natural, whether that has happened, because that can also still have a repercussions when you have it in the natural. It can still bring stuff in the spirit where the enemy tries to attack your life and brings a miscarriage to the destiny. But I want to pray for the situation also with the husband situation. Are you married? Because I want to pray for your husband. I want to pray that he's actually coming into such a greater level of revelation and peace. Right, because the reason I'm asking this is I see that there's been, I don't know why, I see like a black hat being put on him, and it's actually not from God. It's actually the enemy's tormenting his mind and trying to block him from the truth, and I want to break off that spirit. And the hat, the enemy put the hat on his mind, right? And I'm seeing that he's actually completely I'm not putting this on your family, but I want to break it off. There's a Jezebel spirit that's manipulating him, and we're going to shut that down. All right, there's this connection. But I'm going to pray for also that his divine orders coming to his health as well. All right, because there's a spirit that's tried to kill him. We're going to break that off, and we decree that life and not death. All right, we decree that he's completely free. That the enemy's trying to put heaviness on him and darkness over him. We're going to remove that as well. So that there's what's happening is that the enemy will not be able to miscarry your destiny. And God's going to put you back on track. It's going to be a whole new destiny. I see that you have a prophetic gift. You're very, some people say with their wives, you have intuition, but it's actually more than that. You're very prophetic, and you see. And God's giving you an anointing to be prophetic, but he's also giving you the anointing to prophesy over your family, all right? And prophesy over the youngest child as well, all right? So that there's peace as well over the children. And we decree life and not death right now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just release over the back of your mind right now. Lord, we release such a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Pray with us, would you?
Shakara baroko suka. And we decree, Lord Jesus, that even your, Lord, this woman's body is coming in the divine order. Lord, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, we decree that also that anxiety is lifted off of her right now. And there's times when you feel as the enemies try to torment you, even in the night, we break that off as well. And we thank you, Lord, there's peace going through her body right now. We prophesy in Jesus' name that even her digestive system is coming in the divine order. Lord, release your glory over her body. And we thank you for the back of her neck as well. Lord, around her shoulders and her neck, Lord, we thank you the strength. We prophesy, Lord, there's peace over her body as well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we just prophesy that her husband is free, healed, delivered. And Lord, we thank you for the revelation of Yeshua has been released over the family. Right now, in Jesus' name. We come against all witchcraft that's tried to be put on this man. We break it off right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
We break that word curse. Amen. Amen.
The word curses are coming off right now in Jesus' name. There's an anointing over you. And I just release right now that her eyes of understanding are wide open. Her heart is coming in the divine order. And I decree that she sees, and the prophetic mantle that's over her is activated right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just the lady in the purple. Yes, can you stand up for a minute? Yeah, there's an angel standing in front of you. We prophesy right now. Bless you, honey. We prophesy that your blood is coming in the divine order. We prophesy strength over your body right now. We prophesy right now, Lord, the rhythm of her heart is coming in the divine order. We thank you, Father, there's strength, supernatural strength over her right now. Energy, supernatural energy. We thank you, Lord, that right now the deficiency in the blood is completely, Lord, has been transformed into divine order in Jesus' name. We prophesy this. The blood levels are coming into divine order. We decree, Lord, in Jesus' name, the fire of God is all over her right now. The fire of God is all over even the lower back as well. Lord, we thank you around the hip area. You're releasing the fire of God over her body. You're giving her strength in the name of Yeshua. And everybody said, amen. But when we get a gentleman up, we don't want it to be ladies' night.
Sir?
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing? Nice to meet you. Stand here, please.
This might be a bit of a hard one. So last week I had a...
This might be a bit of a hard one.
Sure. So last week I had a dream where I saw a digital clock, kind of like the old car radios. So it was the green background and all I saw was the 3 1 1 1s. And instead of the alarm clock going off with boom, 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 it was now is the time. And I'm pretty sure it was Father God's voice.
So it's 1 1 1. That's easy, you know, Adrian.
Not according to this gentleman.
No, you've got no idea what it means?
I kind of have seen the scriptures and things, but not too, yeah, I've had too many.
So whenever there are numbers, the majority of situations, you would go to a scripture, all right? So sometimes when you're interpreting numbers, because numbers are around us all the time, you're driving down the street and you see 333, 333 is a phone number, you know, you see, you know, 111, 1111, and you see all that triple twos, and it just gets your attention, doesn't it, if you see that repeated. Right. Look for verses. Sometimes with numbers, it can be the meaning of each of the numbers, and each number has a, like, it's normally tied to maybe the days of creation. Like first day one is, you know, like God said there's a light. It speaks of God. You know, Aleph, he is the strong one. I don't want to go through all the numbers here right now, but so you do that. Sometimes it's the form of the number. The number 9, like, can be like a lowercase e, and it can be a picture of a man bowing down. All right, and so if you had 19, it could be a man and God, that sort of thing. But here you've got 1 1 1, and it's not a formula. Sometimes you want to bring that in there. So you're waiting on God to go, well, what fits into this situation of this gentleman's life? Is this Hebrews 11 verse 1? Now is the time. And now is, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, and so on. And so the faith. So it seems to me like that's likely to be the situation here, Hebrews 11 verse 1. But sometimes God can say, I want you to follow me with all your heart, mind, and soul. All right? So that's 1 1 1. You know, he is one in all three dimensions, as it were, of us. Body, soul, spirit. Does that make sense? And so you're going, well, how does this fit with this gentleman's walk? So we've got to ask some questions to find out where he's at in his walk with God. Have you come to a place in, now you said, now is the time. And that was what was related. As you saw it, and you saw digital ones, green on black, as it were, all right, in the car, all right, which is a vehicle to your destiny.
So it wasn't in the car, so no.
Oh,
I was just seeing.
Oh, it was like a car.
I saw it there in the distance, and then all I heard was God's voice saying, now is the time.
Now is the time, okay. So do you know what gifting you have? Have you got a prophetic gift?
I guess so.
You guess, definitely, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, that's, yes.
All right, so... Because, you know, obviously that means, to me, if it was God calling him to step out in faith, then you've got to do that. Now's the time to actually start exercising that faith. All right, and so I'm just trying to find, what happens is you could go in many, many ways. It might be four or five paths you could go on in interpreting a dream, but you want to see which one the Holy Spirit's on. All right, and it's okay to ask questions. Don't just jump in. For that reason, Adam and I do not like to receive written dreams and reams of dreams, or people in Facebook and Messenger that send us these dreams. We don't have time to wade through it, and there's not enough interaction to be able to find the context. You can't interpret a dream that's just purely written down, because it doesn't have the essence of the feelings of the emotions and all that without some sort of interaction. Is that okay? And so that's why we have to ask questions here. But you see, it's likely if you're in a forum like this, you have a prophetic gifting anyway. All right? But now is the time. Obviously, you've got to start exercising faith. Do you get words like you feel like a prophet may say something? You go, well, yeah, I got that. Or I'm seeing that as well. Do you get that sort of situation?
Continuously.
Well, God's saying is now it's time for you to step out. All right? And start actually, you know, like Adam explains it better than I do. It's about like walking the plank. Do you want to go for it, Adam?
The angels just stepped. My angel who gives me real clarity on stuff just stepped into the meeting right now. And I just see some visions why Adrian, that's why I love ministering with Adrian. When he teaches, he might see me look like this. But I'm in a trance, but there's visions that come to me. But I see that you've studied. Have you done any studying, or are you about to do any studying?
You're talking about ministry?
Academic. I've seen it not in ministry, which is I've seen you've done a lot of study, and you're the left side of the brain. I'm seeing a vision of a lot of books. There's a lot of reading, right? And also I've seen you on the system. You're doing completely. You're actually activating. I'm just seeing that you're actually there's like a scientist type of it's like a computer type of scientist, which I'm seeing in the vision. Because the angel stepped in the meeting and showed me this, that you're very intellectual and God wants to release finance to you, right? Because you are very creative with software. Right, now, this is the first time used the angel. He's a bit late tonight. but he stepped in the meeting. I'm seeing that. I get visions anyway, but when the angel steps in, he's showing me this vision. And you're an inventor. God's given you the ability to invent. Right, and I see that the computer science is something that you've really delved into. But you're a very smart man. But God's going to open up the right side of your brain, because He's going to actually go into. You're going to tap into to the angels here. I'm feeling it. Leans on me. I'm getting more visions, and I'm seeing because even when you were born, you're a miracle boy. You nearly died. Is that right? I'm seeing it in a vision. The angels here showing me this. That you also, you actually should be dead. And you're a miracle boy. And I'm seeing that you came into the world early. And you're very early. I'm seeing it in the vision. And even to the point where the enemy tried to kill you, that you have an assignment. God's given you an assignment. And even the whole thing with the parent situation is the enemy is tried to really knock you even as a child. But you're actually in God's will right now. Hallelujah. And the grace of God's all over you. And He wants to encourage you, and He wants to say to you, I love you and I'm your father. And he wants you to know that even you have amazing destiny, and I see that you're going to distribute wealth. As well as be prophetic, and I see you ministering to people in high places with the gift of seeing, being a prophet, and even having wisdom and solutions to the problem, like Joseph with Pharaoh. Of course, yeah.
Feel that. I feel that.
Strong. You got that? Now he's just the angels just stepped in, and we're thank you, Lord. It's about time. Probably lost the address. No, I'm only kidding. Now we just release it right now. And just put your hands out and reach your hands out to our brother. Because he's going to receive such an impartation like never before. Because right from right before the foundations of the earth, the Lord said to Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And I just thank you that this man is, and Lord, you knew this man before he was formed in his mother's womb. And I thank you, Lord, the destiny was so strong that you kept him alive.
Now faith.
Lord, you kept his lungs strong.
Now faith.
and the power of God's coming upon you so great. God wants to reassure you tonight as a sign that the Lord has sent an angel to you as well. And you're actually going to have a signs of what it is to have be creative and invention. And what Adrian's saying to you with the dream is that, yes, it's time for you to step out and walk the plank. And walking the plank is like this. His faith is walking the plank. You're getting to the edge like this. You're going, thank you, Jesus. Yep, hallelujah, thank you. And you get to the edge, you're going, Jesus. And then when you get to the end, right, you're right at the edge. This is what faith is. And Jesus goes, hello. And you see the miracles pop, okay? So it just starts to happen. It takes place. And that's why we do this all the time, okay? We step out, and you know, some meetings are God's moving powerfully. Some are just, it's good. But tonight, there's something that's just shifted. And God's actually going to receive, God's releasing on him. He's going to receive the power of faith right now. So, Adrian, just pray for him that, oh.
Father, we thank you, Lord, as insights we have, the word through a dream and through a vision, Father, we thank you. We pray according to that dream and that vision we've received here tonight. Father, we thank you that to this point in time, he's been, and you've used him, and you've given him the right a brain to invent and to be creative to that side. But right now, it's now faith.
The power of
now
God
faith.
Has been released.
Now faith. He's going to step out in faith right now. Now faith.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Now,
and we enliven the left side of his brain.
Yes. And God's opening the right side of your brain as well. I just see that because you're such an intelligent young man. But God's opening up the right side of your brain so you can tap in to his kingdom realities right now. And it's actually, you're going to catch a fish, and inside that fish is going to be a valuable coin. We release that right now. It's coming upon him.
That is good.
Now, we've never met before. Is that right? We've never met. You believe that it's the Holy Spirit? That God gave me the vision about you being you're tapping into the computer science and the study you've done. And only God can reveal that. We release the power of God over this man right now. And I'm just going to breathe life over him. Oh, there it is. Take it. Take it. Everything we have, we impart fire right now. Oh, there it is. He's got it. Oh. Let's give God the glory tonight.
Hallelujah. Oh. Jesus. Jesus.
How are you, sir? You feeling good? How you feeling? Feeling full of peace? God's all over you, sir. Better than a holiday in Hawaii. Lord, release your glory over this man. You go home and just rejoice. I want to hear a good report later on. You can write to us, and we get testimonies all over the world. What time is it?
It's 9:15.
We've got a bit of time. Whew. Wait a minute, I'm seeing stuff in the spirit. It's a lady with low blood pressure. I want you to stand. There's an angel standing over here, low blood pressure. Don't come up to me afterwards, but I want you to stand. I'm getting visions. Like I said, we prophesy in part. There's times where we have to interpret what we see. Thank you. Stay standing. You can stand up. You catch the overflow, but I'm seeing there's also around this area too. Low blood pressure. I want you to stand up. The fire of God's all over the woman in the green over there. Yeah, you. How's she? You don't have low blood pressure? But how are you feeling right now? Yeah. Stand up anyway. Just stand up. Because there's an angel standing right in front of you. But this lady's going to catch it. You're actually going to have... You need healing for low blood pressure, right, ma'am? Yeah. Well, you're going to receive your healing tonight. So strong.
And these,
is there any ladies? And the ladies here, you catch it. What about around where she's standing? Is there any ladies who need healing with the blood pressure? Stand up. We just release the power right now.
Yes. Oh.
Ma'am, down the back there, is that you too? Do you need healing for blood pressure? Okay. We'll release the power of God right now. We prophesy over this woman for the low blood pressure over here, Lord. We decree life.
Stand
we thank
up
you for the levels
wanted, yes.
are coming in the divine order. We thank you that the blood levels is coming in the divine order in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we prophesy the overflow on every lady that's standing up right now. We prophesy life. Life right now, not death. We thank you, Father, there's strength in her body right now. This lady with the peachy top, we decree life. For Rakiyama. See, in fact, the lady in the green, do you have a short dream? Yeah, come up the front because there's something happening to you right now. Do you guys receive your healing tonight? Do you believe it? Do you receive it? You need to believe it.
You need to understand that you can draw on, God doesn't give by measure. My cup overflows. And so we've seen in so many situations where God's been ministering to someone else, and others have grabbed a hold of that and run away with that same healing, that same word. All right, so please don't be passive. All right.
The pillar of fire is really strong here. We've had people receive healings by just standing up and receiving the same thing on the other side of the room. In fact, we had the person receive healing than the one that was called out. Right, so sometimes that can happen. So you need to just have the fire. It's about, see, it's if the Lord said if you can make him believe, nothing's impossible. Because it's already happened. That's
no,
all right.
It's not.
It can be a good one. Oh, there's an angel standing right in front of you. Sometimes it can be regional, certain areas. Sometimes I can call out people specifically. But I get visions, but I need to interpret what can be said. And sometimes I can misinterpret things, especially with the moment of being in a meeting.
I had a dream this morning last night, and I was in a dream conference. And I walked in, and it was a room like this, and it was all beds. And then there was armchairs, and people were in armchairs, and I rushed down to get to the front, and I laid on a bed. And then there was one bed in front for the speaker, and I was wondering why there wasn't two, because I knew you two were going to be here. And one of you were in the bed, and you just put a sheet over you, and you were just babbling, and I thought, this is boring, and that's my dream, and I was not satisfied.
Adrian, that is a bad dream.
One thing
that's
we,
not.
One thing we do appreciate is your honesty.
Are you bored now? I just washed my snakeskin boots. No, but what's going to happen is, yeah, there's been some religious spirits that have been tormenting you in the past and try to actually shut down the prophetic around your life. Are we going to I'm not going to say we, but God's going to rewire her mind. And she's going to receive wisdom as well. And anxiety's going to lift off her heart because there's palpitations. She suffers from palpitations that comes upon her heart, and the angel standing here with me and showing me this in a vision, and she's going to be free tonight. Amen. It's good when the angel turns up, Adrian.
It makes our job easy,
because without him, we're without the Holy Spirit, and without the angelic presence,
that's true,
we're pretty much nothing really.
That's right.
Whew. Adrian, do you want to just clarify some of that?
So what you said was that you had a dream you woke up to it this morning, that you went to a dream conference, you didn't understand it because there was all these beds, and did you say there were chairs at the back as well as another armchairs? Okay, and so wonder what that depicts.
Armchair experts.
Yes, that's very good. All right, and so you know, sometimes in an armchair, if you were in the third story of a building, you could be in the presence of God, but so therefore context is key, isn't it, here? All right, so there are armchair experts. Everybody is critical of somebody who steps out beyond, you know, it's like tall poppy syndrome, and everyone wants to be the critic. It's easy to be like that. All right, but then there were beds out the front, and there was a white sheet over one of us, or over the person, whoever that was. And they were just babbling, all right? You felt like they were
We were babbling.
Or whoever that person was.
You didn't say much, but when you... I thought you were asleep, and I thought, oh, this is boring.
But you see, that's what happened with Micah, the prophet, Jehoshaphat, and also Ahab. He said, I don't like that prophet. He babbles and always says things not good about me. And the same thing with the prophets coming down from a high place, 1 Samuel 10. It's another language, right? And there's been some religious spirits that actually resist the whole teaching of the prophetic.
And dreams, yeah. In particular. Yeah.
So go on, Adrian.
I didn't want to come because I just didn't believe. And my
hey, well done. Well done.
Thanks.
Do you see...
Oh, I'm getting whacked here.
Do you know that David had to defeat a lion and a bear before he faced Goliath? You know, in Hebrew, the word for honey is davash. And what it means is what the bear eats. And so a bear in a dream can be, or a bear sometimes is a depiction of a religious spirit. Bears want to disembowel. They want to take away that which is put into your heart, or revelation, the honey in your heart. And so our sister here has been, in a sense, under the teaching or under the influence of a religious spirit, and it's trying to stop her receiving revelation.
Yeah, this means some of the spiritual abuse as well. I've seen that. I want to remove also, there's been some, I'm seeing a lying spirit that's been in your ear, and we're just going to break off that spirit that tries to like defuse the power of God, but it can never do that because God is so much powerful, and so he is. But the enemy tries it. He loves to bring muddying the waters to trying to shut it down, muddying the waters and bring dissension and strife, and other religious leaders can speak against you know, the move of God, or even what the prophetic. And there are fakes and there's the real deal. There's counterfeits and there's a real deal with everything you have, with ministry and with healing ministries and the prophetic. You get the fakes and the real, and that the enemy loves the muddied waters, and the enemy's muddied the waters around you, and but God wants to set you free. But also with the palpitations, it's going to lift off. I'm just seeing the enemy's try to bring that anxiety on you. And also I want to pray for you when you do sleep in the night. I want to pray that you sleep through, right through into the morning, because the enemy also, they want to break off the torment in the night. We break that off as well. And, Jesus. Also, I want to, Lord, we decree, I'm seeing a vision of you as a little child. I'm not going to say too much, but I'm seeing a vision. The angel's here showing me. And the enemy is. I'm just going back in the past. He can do that because there's no time in the kingdom. And I'm going to shut down that spirit that's trying to abuse right now. We break it off right now. And as you're getting set free right now. The emotional soul ties, the soul ties that is affecting your emotions right now, we prophesy that her mind has been rewired and she no longer has that flashback. And we prophesy right now in Jesus' name that she's free. And then when she sleeps, Lord, she's sleeping through the night and there's no nightmares. And we decree, Lord Jesus, even the spirit that tries to choke her as well, we break that off as well. When she sleeps, she's freely breathing. The oxygen levels coming in the divine order. And we decree, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name, that her mind is completely coming into peace right now. We prophesy that her mind is rewired right now into the streamlined revelatory understanding of Jesus Christ. And just put your hand on your chest for a minute. I'm just going to touch your hand right now. As I touch your hand, that spirit's lifted off right now. And we seal it, this woman of God, with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you that you've called her to be a worshiper. I thank you, Lord, for the music that she... I decree, Lord, there's a worship anointing over her. And God's called you to come into a place of worship. And I see there's an anointing for you to sing and worship. Right? before the Lord. I see that powerfully. But the enemy's tried to stop you, and even there's been some criticisms. And we shut that down right now. And we thank you that your eyes are opening up as well, where you can see and decree. And I want to also, what happens is, oh, this is what I see with your generation of forefathers. There's been some witchcraft as well. I'm going to remove that. And we remove that off your family line. And we decree right now that she's completely tapped into the fullness of the deity of the Godhead dwelling in bodily form. We're no longer bound by generational curses. It says we're no longer bound by the curse of the law, but our minds can give permission to it. That's why it says renew your mind. How are you feeling?
Good.
You feel like something's lifted off? No, well, we're not done yet. Just keep reaching hands out to our sister. We prophesy divine order through her body right now. We bind that spirit and we exchange it right now with the baptism of fire right now. It's coming upon you like a weight of glory. It's coming upon her right now. Take it, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it. She's getting set free right now. Set free right now. Set free right now in the name of Jesus.
The blood of Christ.
In the name of Jesus. We prophesy even your heart right now, physically, Lord, is coming in the divine order. Jesus. 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 And Lord, we decree the fire of God. How are you feeling now? You feeling a lot better? Also, the vertebrae in the back, Lord, we decree also I see in the spirit that God's bringing divine order with the vertebrae. Lord, the lower part of your back. We decree the fire of God through her spine so she can stand up long time. And Lord, we can see the anointing over her, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? You believe that's the Holy Spirit? We've never met before. Bless you. Now, what we're going to do is we'll do some more ministry later on. I just want to just do a little bit of coaching and teaching before we finish up. And I want you to listen to me carefully because you know, we've been doing this for 10 years on the road. And my heart is to equip the body of Christ to be prophetic. Right? And God gave me a mandate. When I was in Papua New Guinea, I had an angelic encounter, and the Lord spoke to me, and I won't go into details, but, you know, I did a lot of evangelism. I've done that also prior to us ministering together. I did 10 years of evangelism in a lot of undeveloped countries, and I've seen so many people come to Christ, which is amazing, and I want to encourage you to do that. If you haven't led a person to the Lord, you need at least lead one person to the Lord and put your talent on interest. Amen? You need to do that because it's important to win souls. But however, God changed my mandate to do what I'm doing now because I believe it's important for the body of Christ to be prophetic. Some people throw out, the pastors throw out the baby with the bathwater and because they're fearful of the prophetic operating in the church. And I can understand because also I've been a pastor for 9 years. I was involved with planting a church in South Australia called Field of Dreams. Funny that. Has anybody heard of the church called Field of Dreams? Very, at the moment, is going like, it's just going crazy at the moment there. God's moving powerfully. And we bought a building, and God's moving powerfully in that place, and people's lives are getting set free. But I'm a pastor, and I understand when it comes to the prophetic, where it can go a little bit kooky, you know what I mean? And, you know, and I understand why pastors shut it down, because they're fearful because of the immaturity. There's a lot of immature prophetic people, and they might have a gift, but they might be immature about it. For example, if you have a dream that can be scary, excuse me, man, I've got to take off my polar bear jacket. Some people might, you know, have a dream or a vision that is very scary, or but they interpret it with the wrong spirit. Okay, so like as Adrian's saying, we speak life, not death. Someone might have a nightmare. The worst thing you can do is set off the wrong alarm and bring fear. When someone had a scary dream once, they came to us and we prayed for him, but they had a dream that their son died. Now, it might not literally mean they're going to die. Okay? And one prophet said to her, oh, that's not good. So this poor girl's like a poodle in the thunderstorm. You know, because, you know, basically this prophet said, oh, that's not good. So all that does is fear invites demons. There's a laws of attraction that take place, and you become a magnet of demons. And if you're fearful and someone puts that on you, that's why clairvoyance, it's dangerous to go to a clairvoyant. Okay? Clairvoyance, I believe, the origin of their destiny was to be prophets of God. But the enemy comes in and messes with them, and they see the same things. They see things in the spirit, and they can put it on you as a curse. Where what it is the plans of the enemy are revealed, and God can reveal it to us so that we can reverse it. Does that make sense? So I get a dream that might be scary, like, or it might be negative, but as you see tonight, we reversed it. We spoke life, because what's happening, you're picking up stuff in the heavenlies. And it says we need to put on the armor of God, because the battle is not in flesh and blood, but it's actually a battle in the heavenlies. And if you mature as a prophet, you have the ability to govern the kingdom. A mature believer gives you the ability to govern the kingdom. And when you see warnings, when you see dreams that God shows you, he reveals and uncovers the plans of the enemy, you have the ability to step in there and mess up hell. Go in there, shut up, and start prophesying like a Gatling gun. And start smashing up the plans of hell and binding Satan and releasing life. Because everything's got to be glass half full, not half empty. See, the lady here tonight, the enemy tried to use a religious person. Now, yes, religious spirits will try to preach to you. Demons will try to preach to you as a religion. They'll use scriptures. Even Satan was the king of that when he approached Jesus in the wilderness. He preached to him. So that can happen. And this poor lady was sort of fearful of the prophetic. It muddied the waters and it just opened up anxiety. And she wasn't going to come tonight. Glad she did. Because what happens is, the enemy likes to bring confusion. And you might have a gift, but if you're not mature in it, you can cause more harm. Now, I'm not saying this to put you off to be, to move in it. You need to move in it. And words need to be judged. As it says in 1 Corinthians 14, that words are judged. That's why you can miss it and still be a prophet. Or you might be prophetic and still miss it, because it needs to be judged. And in the New Testament, there's room for error. There is, because if they miss it, it doesn't say in 1 Corinthians 14 that if you judge it and you miss it, okay, take him out the back, stone him. No, there's room for error, okay? And we need to understand that we grow into our prophetic calling and gifting. Now, dreams and visions play a major part of the prophetic. God speaks in visions. Adrian has amazing teaching. You will teach some of it tomorrow about how God spoke to Joseph. There's no Torah back then. He speaks in visions and dreams. And even with Samuel the prophet, Samuel was under Eli. In 1 Samuel chapter 3. And it says something interesting. It says, back then the word of the Lord was rare. There weren't many visions. Okay, the word of the Lord was rare. There weren't many visions. God speaks in visions. Acts 10, when Peter was on the rooftop, he went into an encounter. He went into a trance. As you see me, if I've got a bit of time, maybe tomorrow I can teach you how to tap into and receive visions. I train myself to do that when I'm standing up. I'm very sensitive, and I sense when the angel steps in. The angel stepped in a bit late tonight, but that's sometimes that can happen. Some meetings it never happens. Most meetings it does, because I'm spread out before the Lord, before Him. I just, because without the Lord, I'm actually, without the Holy Spirit, I'm not a very good Christian. I'm just being upfront with you. You know, I'm not very compassionate without the Holy Spirit. I'm, you know. But when the Holy Spirit comes on me and I'm in that realm and I actually go to the gate when I'm intimate with Him with my imagination, I sense the compassion of the Lord go through me. I sense the love of God. I become undone because I see how much God loves you. And that's called walking in the Spirit. We want to walk in that realm. Amen? But God speaks in visions. See, the Logos is, we need to get the Logos in us. Don't get me wrong. We need a foundational understanding of the Word of God. I listened to it because I had dyslexia when I was a kid. They never knew what it was when I was a kid, and they thought I was something wrong with me, a bit like Forrest Gump, you know. But I listened to the Word. I listened, and it says faith comes from hearing. But as I filled myself up, I saw a vision once. The Lord showed me this big jar of wheat. Why am I seeing that? The Lord said, that's you. Because I have scriptures in me. I'm not bragging. Sometimes I miss it. But I've got scriptures in me. I just speak it out. But visions and dreams is breathing, the Lord breathing on the Logos and bring it into revelation. Am I making sense? Revelation is visions and dreams from the Logos. That's why Paul the Apostle said in 2 Corinthians 12, he said, I go on with visions and revelation. He wrote 25% of the New Testament. I go on with visions and revelation. John the Apostle had the revelatory angel, came to him, same type of angel that I have. You can have one if you want, if you ask for it. And the angel came and gave him revelation. Amen? And I just listen to the Word. I get it in me. One pastor in Germany, I've just come back from a long tour. This is another time in Germany. He said, Brother Adam, where's your Bible? You need to, when you come and preach, you know, it's a culture, you've got to have the Bible with you. I said, well, I actually ate it. It's gone. It's in here. You know, I've got it in me. And that's how we got to roll. We got to get it in our spirit that God will bring Rhema. And the more we meditate on Him, the more you start to open yourself up to Rhemas. See, some people ask me the question, or ask Adrian and I, why do I have nightmares and I'm still a Christian? Okay, let me tell you why. There's many reasons, but one of the reasons is we're meditating on the wrong things. Sometimes, you know, people, I teach on trances, and religious people have a go and think I'm a new age, but then they go off and go into trance in front of Netflix. Like, you know what I mean? Seriously, but people, you know, meditate on the wrong things. They might be constantly, now I go see movies and with my son and that, but if you're constantly meditating on violence, you open the wrong door in the spirit realm. Jesus said something interesting in Matthew 5. If a man looks at a woman lustfully, he's already committing adultery with her. Something's activated in the spirit. So people are, you know, meditating on pornography. They're focusing on that. You're actually opening up a wrong door. And something's happening in the spirit. And you're going to have dreams. You're going to have dreams in that nature. Am I making sense? Because there's so many doors in the spirit realm. They say it's the second heaven, but it's not really scriptural, because they get that because it says the third heaven in 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul had that encounter. But the second heaven really is the spiritual realm, and there's multiple dimensions in that realm. Satan has set up his kingdom in that realm. There's the angelic realm. There's angels. And it's like a highway of information that goes on in that realm. And we have the ability to govern that as mature believers. So if you're focusing on violence, you're opening the door. Listen to this. Method actors in Hollywood, they have this, actors in Hollywood have this method where they just completely focus and believe they're actually the character. They don't break character. They just focus that on this character and believe so much of that character. That's how they win Academy Awards. When, Dustin Hoffman, his wife said, "I'm glad it's over because I was tired of having Rain Man living with me." When he got the Academy Award for Rain Man. Heath Ledger. We got to pray for the family still. But, he's an amazing actor, but what he did, he opened up the wrong door. He even said, he wrote it down in an article, or someone wrote it down in an article, what he quoted. He said, "I had to become a murdering psychotic clown." So he believed in it so much. And even Jack Nicholson warned him and said, "You're going to be really careful with that character, It can mess you up. There's a method to come out of it as well." Because what happens, he opened up the wrong door, and sadly, the enemy took him out. See, let me say this. Revelation 3:20, Jesus is standing at the door knocking. And if you open the door, he'll come in and eat with you. And you can eat with him. There's communion. Meditation is the key. This is my point. Devotions isn't necessarily task praying. I task pray all the time. I've got a list of other people's needs. But I don't usually have a list for myself, because when I task pray, I always put things on like I have a Ferrari or something like that, or I get a bit selfish, really. So I pray in the spirit a lot. I pray in tongues and build myself up in my most holy faith, it says in the book of Jude. Always praying in the Holy Spirit. So that when you pray in tongues, as self-edification tongues, brings you in line with the gate. And there's a true door, which is Jesus. And Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door knocking, and I'll come in and eat with you if you open the door." And opening the door is meditating on the promises of God and praying in the Spirit. Come to that place of just meditating. Use your imagination, your sanctified imagination. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, "Put your mind steadfast towards the Lord, and you'll come into perfect peace." In the Hebrew of that, with mine, it is actually yetzer, which means creative imagination. So God wants you to use your creative imagination, wrap it around the promises of God. Psalms chapter 1, it says, "If you meditate on my word day and night, you become like a tree planted next to a stream, and you'll bear fruit in due season." See, the more you meditate on him, come into the intimacy with him, come into the place of his presence. You've got to come into his presence, pray in the spirit, meditate on his word day and night. Use your creative imagination, use your imagination of spending time with the Lord. And what happens, you're pursuing that door, and if you open it, he'll come in. Am I making sense tonight? That's when you're going to have dreams, godly dreams. That's when God's going to speak to you. That's when you have more than dreams, you come into encounters. You get caught up. When I was in Hong Kong, I got caught up into the third realm. Whether I was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. It's like Paul. But I was in this place where I heard sounds like this. Just looking and everything's just... Even the plant life was worshipping the Lord. And I remember that place where this total love. I felt like, you feel emotional, you feel like a lump in your throat. It was always like that. It was always like that. And it was just, I was just walking through this place, and I heard the sounds, but the sounds actually changed slightly, and then it went into this chorus. And it was like, all I can explain is it was like a sanctified voice. Male voice like Neil Young. It sounded like a sanctified version of him, and he's saying, "I changed," and I hear this voice like, "I can sing of your love forever." And I remember just really emotional. The love of God was, I didn't get undone talking about it now, but But the love, this I can sing of your love forever. And then I said to myself, and I said, I know that song. I remember that song. I used to sing that song. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, that song already existed before you came to earth. That's why the gentleman tonight, one of the angels stepped in and showed me that he was into the computer science, and God gave him, gives him creations and ideas. God's giving him stuff that hasn't been written yet. If you're a musician, God's giving you songs that haven't been written on earth, but they're eternal. Changes atmospheres. You actually become, when you start to meditate on him day and night and he steps into you, the hope of glory, the Colossians 1 starts to manifest through you, and you change atmospheres. You have godly dreams. God gives you instructions. He shows you people before you meet. He gives you visions. He gives you a strategy. The more you exercise, I call it mental gym. As you tell, I don't physically go to the gym. But I have mental gym. I actually meditate on the word, and something activates in the spirit. The dream life changes. Am I helping you tonight? Because this is real. See, Jesus, he's the gate. And the heavenly language is so different to this language. And it says in John 10, if anybody else comes through another way, is a thief. He's, I am the door. You can enter in and out. You can even go into pastures. So you have the ability to have a dual citizenship. You actually truly are a citizen of heaven. You need to function as an Aussie with the passport of Australian. But truly, you are a citizen of heaven. You need to take up that. And you have authority to govern. You know, demons are terrified of you. That's why they try to kill you. They try to take your life out. But you need to be in the spirit, because they're grasshoppers. You can step on them. Okay? See, when Paul, listen to this. This is why I love the scriptures, because when you read the scriptures, there's layer upon layer upon layer of revelation. How many people read the scriptures and all of a sudden, like, after 10 years, the same scripture, go, boom, revelation comes out. And you go, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? You get that? Well, Paul the Apostle in Acts 2, he was about to be flogged. The Romans were there. You know, the Romans are very ruthless, you know. Thank you, Jesus, I'm in this generation. We think there's ruthless people now, but back in the Romans were... I mean, they're about to flog Paul. And Paul was pretty smart, and it surprised everybody. He said, is it lawful to flog a citizen of Rome? They freaked out, because there's a law, you can't flog them unless they've been tried in court. So they freaked out, realizing he's a citizen of Rome as well as he's a Hebrew citizen. So they're like, they let him go, and they were alarmed. Now, back in that day, see, when you're in a dream or a vision, say like someone like America can be a metaphor of the kingdom of heaven, even though in the natural it can be corruption. But in the spirit, metaphorically, a superpower can represent the kingdom of heaven. See, back in that day, Rome was the superpower. All right? Back in that era. So when you read this, you look at the layers on this. It's amazing. He said, is it lawful to flog a citizen of Rome? So he took up another citizenship, a supreme citizenship, which saved him and terrified these ruthless soldiers. Now, look at the parallel in that. We need to take up our citizenship of heaven. If we're about to be flogged, some of you are about to be flogged, but you're feeling like you're under intimidation right now. Families coming under chaos. These demons are like, with the whips. And you know, you need to say, is it lawful to flog a citizen of heaven? Let me tell you, you start taking that up, and that's through meditation and through praying in the spirit. and coming to the gate, once you start to inherit that as a reality, it is in the spirit and principle, but you can inherit it as a reality, nothing will get in your way. Nothing will touch you. You have authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the powers of the evil one. I like that scripture so much, I got these boots made out of snake skin. Because we have authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. We have authority to govern the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what a mature believer looks like. And when you come into the maturity of the prophetic, you start to govern. You always got to honor your leaders. Work with them. Don't feel like, well, my pastor doesn't recognize. But just keep doing what you're doing. After a while, he'll notice you keep hitting the bullseye. Okay, so I just felt to share that tonight. Some of your dream lives are going to change. I get a chance tomorrow. We're both going to be teaching. We're going to be doing demonstration all throughout tomorrow. I know some of you probably can't be here. I'll do whatever it takes to be here. Because I'm going to teach how to receive visions, how to operate in the vision realm, how to activate it, and to understand. You see, you know, some people might say, well, I had a dream, it was just really bizarre, doesn't make sense, maybe it's just peace that I had last night. But you know, it is, God is speaking in another language. I was in Italy for 2 weeks ministering. I've just come back from Europe before this tour, and we travel the world, and we have our books translated in 4 different languages. And I was with this Italian prophet. He's a well-known prophet in Italy. But he can't speak English that well. I've got an interpreter with me. But towards the end, he started speaking good English. Good Aussie English. And he said, you know, the more I spend time with you, the more I can understand your language. And that's the same principle with God. Because God has another language. And you probably think, why does God speak to me plainly? That doesn't make sense, Adam. If he wants to speak to me, he needs to speak to me plainly. Yes, he can. But he wants you to understand his language, and he wants it to be a mystery initially. Why? So that you can search it out and seek him. He wants you to seek him. He wants you to spend time with him. The more you spend time and become intimate with him, the more you're going to understand his language. Am I making sense? Jesus said something in Mark 4. He said to the disciples, those on the outside, I speak to them in parables. To you, I'll reveal the mysteries of the kingdom. They're the ones that are close and intimate with you. The more intimate you are, the more God's going to trust, like John the Apostle. There was the 72, there was the 12, there was the 3 that went up in the Transfiguration. In Matthew 17, then there was the one, the most loved disciple, because he was intimate, was John. And I want to be like him. I'm in that transition. I've got my issues, warts and all, but God still loves me. And all he wants is your faith, hunger, and intimacy. Phew, Jesus. Hallelujah. Phew. I just want everybody to stand for a minute. I just want to, Adrian, if you want to help me with this. Am I making sense tonight? This is just a bit of a snippet of what's going to happen tomorrow. It's not a bad start, but tomorrow we're going to go to another level. But I just want to pray that tonight there's going to be dream encounters. When you go to bed, you're just going to meditate on the promises. Just search out the promises. There's something like 8,000 of them in the scriptures. Just meditate them. Be creative. You know, Joel Osteen's mother, she had a terminal sickness, and she was a supernatural woman. She was told by the doctor she's going to die, but what she did, she had all these images of up doing, images on the wall of her doing the sports activities when she was younger. And all she did was meditate on that and wrap the scriptures around it and thank God and rejoiced. and she gave birth to a healing. Amen. It's a true story. She's alive because of that. But I just feel tonight, some of you are going to have dreams with Adrian and I in it. It's not going to be nightmares. This is not to bring glory to ourselves. We don't have delusions of grandeur. But it's scripture when you have dreams with people in it. Like Paul the Apostle, when he was about to be baptized, he had scales over his eyes. He was Saul, about to be Paul. But what he did, he had a vision in the night of a man called Ananias coming to him. So this is going to be scripture. Some of you are going to have dreams like this tonight. Some of you are never going to be the same again after this week. I'm telling you, there's going to be massive impartation tomorrow. So we just want to activate something. We want to pray. Just close your eyes and lift your hands up for a moment. Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, move upon your people here tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the intimacy. I thank you, Lord, for rendering their hearts. I thank you for positioning them, Lord, with revelation. Position them to the gate tonight. I thank you for the canopy. Your canopy of the Holy Spirit is over them right now. And I decree, Lord Jesus, that they're having dreams, encounters. And I thank you, Lord, for dreams, oh Lord, of activating the prophetic, activating the language of heaven. I thank you for, Lord, the wisdom that comes from above. Lord, it's not street wisdom, it's a supernatural wisdom. Straight away to understand another language of the kingdom, the release, Lord, into the natural dynamic realm that overrides the laws of physics.
Father, this is their time. This is our time. Lord, I pray we release everything that we carry, Lord, this weekend into every hungry heart in this place. We release it right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Dreams, visions, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding released over this congregation here tonight. Father, we thank you that the eyes of the understanding are going to be enlightened. Lord, the veil that's of this world, the enemy has put over our hearts and minds. Lord, let it be lifted off right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we are seers. We are, every one of us is more prophetic than we realize. And so, Father, I pray that we step in to that destiny you have for us. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, release it tonight, Lord. Move upon the hearts tonight. Here it comes. Here it comes. I know it must happen in your meetings sometimes, but we have also the joy breaks out. And that's a good thing too. There's nothing wrong with the joy of heaven. Some people criticize us for it, but in heaven there's always joy and laughter. It's better than being miserable, amen?
God is good.
You can sit down for a minute.
God is good.
We're going to probably do another.
I'll do the offering.
As we're standing, I'm seeing some angelic activity over there. There's a man who has a problem with the heart. It's a heart condition. Can you stand up? And please, the man over there. Yes, can you put your hands out? I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for also the sleeping in the night, the sleep apnea. As well, we're praying that your breathing is coming in the divine order when you sleep. We decree that right now. And we prophesy that his heart as well, Lord, we thank you for strength in the heart. We thank you, Lord God, the blood flows is coming in the divine order through the heart. But Lord, when he sleeps as well, that Lord, his breathing is coming in the divine order. We prophesy this, Lord, that there's an angel standing on your right side. Which is my left, but I see it in front of the lady in the purple. The power of God's coming upon him right now. There you go. Take it. Now, how many people believe this man's healed?
Amen.
Because Jesus said so. Adrian and I are not saying he's healed. Jesus already said so 2,000 years ago. So all we're doing is lining up with the promises.
Amen.
And there's an angel standing still there yet. There's a surgery angel. And Lord, we decree, we thank you for supernatural surgery right now. We thank you that, Lord, the tension of his blood pressure as well, when he sleeps, his blood is pressure is coming in the divine order. In Jesus' name. You know, about halfway through the meeting, Adrian, the angels have stepped in the meeting, and it's just getting thicker and stronger. But what we want to do, we might do one more dream interpretation, but I want to give you the opportunity. I nearly forgot. You know, thank God for pastors. You know. We're really blessed to be a part of the friendship of Pastor Adam and Kathy. Is it Kathy or Catherine?
Kath.
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 Kath. So we're just honored to be friends, you know. And they've taken a risk to have us. But you know, we're not here to we're not here to blab it and grab it, you know. But we really want you to have the opportunity for you to sow by faith. We're on the road all the time. We're like the odd couple, aren't we? It's true.
It is true. We are chalk and cheese. We are so different.
It's like Planes, Trains and Automobiles, isn't it?
Have you ever seen that movie, Planes, Trains and Automobiles? It is like that.
But you know, we live by faith. We don't charge for this. We really want you to give by faith. And, you know, don't give if you don't have faith to give. And please, too, we're going to hand out credit card slips. Please don't give the banks money without having the means to pay it back. That's being silly. Please don't do that. But God might put a figure on your heart and you've got the money, but out of convenience, you want to use a credit card system. Yeah, that can happen as well. All right? But while you're here, if you want to, maybe one of the ushers can help me out. If you want to give through the credit card system, just put your hands up high and the ushers are going to hand out the slips. Just hold your hand up and the ushers, there's a few around the place. Just keep your hands up until you get one, because we're going to pray over the seeds as well.
You need to understand that we live by faith.
We're going to hold the seeds up and pray for a moment.
We are not on salary anywhere else. We live by faith. This is our means of income. Our family is dependent on this, and so we're touring the body of Christ in a sense to bring them to the place where they're moving in this realm, because the kingdom is here right now, and we need revelation to step into it.
There's a gentleman Amen. Over there too, but also, you know, this is for you to receive a prophet's reward. You know what I mean? The little widow gave everything to Elijah, the Tishbite. There's a gentleman over here, put his hand up. Do you want to slip, sir? Yeah. There's a good-looking man over there. But, you know, Elijah, the widow gave everything to Elijah. Now, if CNN were there, that wouldn't have been good, because they would have manipulated that. But what happens is she saw that he was a prophet and she gave everything. And the blessing of the Lord chased that little widow down. And this weekend, you're not buying it. We're not selling it. But you're actually receiving a prophet's word. You're freely giving as you freely receive. That's all I'm going to have to say about that. That's all I have to say about that, Jenny. No. Sorry. So what I want you to do, when you fill out the forms in a moment, we're going to pray over the seeds. We're going to decree over it, because I really believe there's faith in the room tonight.
Amen.
And I know some people get a bit funny about finance. They go on a bit of a twitch. And when we're like that. We go out to dinner, we laugh all night until we get the check, don't we?
That's right.
but, you know, if you've got a problem with it, don't do it, because God's not going to bless it. There's such an anointing here. Do you want to say something, Pastor?
Also, when we were praying about the conference, one of the reasons we made it free of charge was so that whatever was sown in could actually break open new doors. We really feel, and we've been praying for months, our intercessory team has been praying for months, that these men would be sent into nations that are closed to the revelatory realm of heaven. And through all of us, our faith, our prayer, but also our seed, we would actually partake in the blessing of nations, peoples and kings coming into the revelation of who Christ is through dreams and visions. And so on our heart was to bless the body as they bless us. We're blessing the body by hosting this for free. So you can then sow your seed into the kingdom and see it flourish in your life. We have to remember that we're looking at 30, 60, 100 fold. One of our brothers, Dom, taught last weekend that that 100 fold is 10,000 times. And so would we believe tonight that as these men are sent across the earth, that doors would open that have been closed and held closed by Yahweh until a people said yes and amen and joined them in their mission? So that's our blessing to them, but it's a blessing to the body. Imagine what would happen with your seed when a nation opened up that was closed before. What about Kazakhstan having a revelatory understanding of the kingdom of heaven?
Amen. Amen.
What about Armenia having a revelatory understanding of the kingdom of heaven? What about Iraq having a revelatory understanding of the kingdom of heaven? What about the North Island of New Zealand having a revelatory understanding of the realm of heaven? So we just bless these guys as we bless them. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Just hold your seeds up for a minute. And I'm just going to, like the Logos, we're going to prophesy life. And we decree, just close your eyes and just pray in the Spirit.
Next year, we're going into Cambodia to minister to landmine victims. So, Father, we just thank you for each person sowing here. We pray, Lord, according to your word, that as they give to the prophets, that they receive a prophet's reward. Father, in this seed, every hand that's above their head, you know, is sowing into the glory or into the kingdom of heaven here right now. Father, you see the faith in everyone's heart right now. Father, I pray, Lord, let there be a return as the hundredfold return, as we heard from our brother here this evening. A hundredfold return in the name of Jesus.
We prophesy the seeds are becoming seedlings. Lord, we decree, Lord, your spirit right now. Lord, you didn't make the dry bones rise. You said, Son of Man, prophesy. So, Lord, we play a part with you. We're partnershipping with you, and we prophesy over these seeds. Some of you, I see debt cancellation. I'm seeing that somebody's here on the edge of bankruptcy. In fact, there's two people here. We break off that curse right now. And we prophesy life right now. We prophesy the resurrection power of Yeshua, Lord, over these people right now.
Today, as I was preparing, I saw a snake, and a snake, snakes can bite you, and just as finance can bite you. And the snake, a skinny snake, if it bites you, can be a picture of a poverty spirit or of a financial predator breaking your bank. And so, Father, if that's you, if you're one of those two people that Adam's referring to here right now, Father, we break that curse right now in the name of Jesus, that financial curse, and that financial curse over every one of us. We're not slaves to the system. We're above the system in Jesus' name.
Yes, there's somebody here who had to dig into their mortgage, expand their mortgage to pay for some tax. We bind that spirit of poverty right now. Right now, we prophesy that the mortgage is dissolving away like wax before your presence. We thank you for the miracle. Yes, I've seen miracles like this. I've seen $500,000 appear in a church bank account. We decree this right now over individuals. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Even the Lord, I see an addiction of somebody's son is breaking off right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for revival. I see the seedlings turning into trees of righteousness, Isaiah 61. We thank you for revival in this whole region. We thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting us, Lord, in New South Wales. Oh, rika makakusuka. I'm seeing such an outpouring of your spirit. The prayers of the saints have gone up before the Lord in 2018 over the election. God's pleased with Australia, and something's about to shift. He's not pleased with the sin, but he's pleased with the believers rising up, coming together, putting aside the differences. God wants us to continue to do that. I see a move of God over the great south land of the Holy Spirit. We decree that, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. If the ushers can just go and hand the buckets around, that'd be great. And then we'll do one more. Is that okay? And you guys are amazing. You're very receptive. I can see you like, you know. You know, we were rejected as Aussies. We finished this book, The Divinity Code, took 5 years. It was like a 5 year study. I won't go into details, but we finished this book, self-published, looked like a telephone book. And then we handed it to the book company. We won't mention any names, but the Christian book company. And they handed it back in a week and went, nah, too radical. I just went, oh. I said to Adrian, that was an interesting 5 year phase we went through.
With a bit more emphasis.
Anyway, we thought, oh, great. You know, yeah, brilliant. So what happened was, somebody sent our book to a man called James Watt, who's the last remaining elder of the Latter Rain Revival. If you Google Latter Rain Revival, you'll see his name, James Watt. He was the elder. He ministered with Branham and Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
And someone sent him a book because in 1992, the Lord appeared to him in Jerusalem and said one of the keys to end time outpourings is dreams and visions. And pointed to the Joel prophecy, Acts 2. And he went, wow. So he tried to find the right books. He couldn't find anything. He went into some other type of books he looked at.
He went
at.
Into psychiatry, you know, Jung and Freud and all that sort of stuff. But he could see its root was the occult. And so he took his hands off of that.
And someone sent him our book, and he was so excited. He contacted us. He did a big e-blast. He really promoted it. And a lot of the... because he was the father of the faith and... in that area, and just people got a hold of it. We had, you know, even Patricia King wrote a foreword for it, and we had Stacy Campbell and, you know, Jeff Jansen. A lot of guys came and just rallied around it, and then we sold 7,000 off the net. But then we signed the label. We signed with Destiny Image, and then it went completely crazy all over the world. And then if this is the funny story, this is our point. It was distributed completely all over the world, but eventually went back down to Australia into the same shop that rejected us.
And now it's got an Australian stamp on the book, and it's like, ah, boys. So we always knew you had it in you, you know?
So we call it the Kylie Minogue syndrome. Because Kylie Minogue, they called her the singing canary. They wouldn't play a song. But she made it big offshore and came back, and they, this is our girl. But you know, Kylie means boomerang. So that's what we like. We like those stories because it happened to us, and we want to encourage you. If God's given you something, He's given you a mandate. Don't look at the natural. God will open doors no one can shut. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So who wants to? Is anybody here? Oh, there you go. First one, come up the front, lady. Still a strong presence here.
It
right
is a
now.
Very strong
We're
presence.
We're going to need
here.
Some catches again. We appreciate the catches and those who are involved tonight. Hi, how you doing? If you could just stand here, just that little X marks the spot there, that'd be great.
That'd be a good idea, boys. Actually. An X on the floor.
You ready for this?
Dream was futuristic. I was in a car with a Bluetooth contact with my spiritual mentor as a father figure, and I was going to a swimming pool that was an arena size, and I knew that Christians are being persecuted in that time, and when I got there, the arena had scanners that would scan a person, and if you're a spirit-led Christian, they would capture you and take you away. And I was fearful that I would be captured, but I had word of knowledge, which usually I don't get. I had word of knowledge where the scanners are. So I went through the scanners and ditched the scanners, and then suddenly these little monkeys would come and would look through people's pocket, steal everything. And that moment God showed me that I have two sets of keys in my hands, and in my pocket I had miracles and wonders. And when the monkeys came, they searched me, but they didn't see anything. And I thought that I was fearful for my life, that I would die, but, you know, they just let me go. And then I went up to the top, and that was the end of the dream. Like, I didn't get into the swimming pool.
Whew. I think that was 21 seconds.
What do you reckon, Adrian? What do you reckon? Are we going to go with this or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm more lenient than he is, all right? So, you know, so what you said was that you were on your way to a swimming pool. It was an Olympic-sized swimming pool. you saw, you said you had a Bluetooth something in that you were in the car, some sort of Bluetooth communication. And what was that? Well, tell me that again.
It was, so I had a Bluetooth communication with my spiritual mentor, who's a father figure to me, but the car that I was driving, it was a futuristic sort of car that was on a train track, and it was just taking me to my destination. I didn't have control over it.
Okay, yep. So God's in control, basically. You're going to this place. You knew that when you got to the swimming pool, there were scanners.
Scanners that would scan humans.
Yeah, and then if they were spirit-filled, they would draw them aside, exterminate them, or just get rid of them?
They would cough those people and take them away.
Okay, yep. And then you said there were monkeys that were there, and they would in some way get into people's pockets and steal.
To
and
steal
you knew
everything.
That you had...
Two sets of keys and miracles and wonders.
Miracles and wonders. Wow. Signs and wonders.
But I didn't know what that looks like, but I saw the words in my pocket.
Now, whenever you have a concave vessel, the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is kaf. In its original form, it's a cupped hand. You and I each have a heart, and our heart is concave because believers are filled. And David writes, my cup overflows. If you've got your laptop, ladies, you've got a bag, a purse, something that opens up and is concave in nature is generally a picture of a person's heart, as a general rule, all right? But context will determine whether it's correct. Your pockets are your heart, all right? And so what you have is monkeys or spirits or something that gets on your back. It's like somebody that rides you or something like that that actually steals from you and leaves you out of signs and wonders. So the question here I would have in this thing is this Olympic-sized swimming pool is, do you belong to maybe a religious church or a Pentecostal church that doesn't see signs and wonders?
No. No, I wouldn't say. I'm thinking I had this dream in April,
yes.
And I was not part of any big church.
You weren't a part of a church?
No, I was part of a church, but not a big, like I was part of a church that's very prophetic.
The reason I'm asking that question is because swimming pool can be a presence for the Spirit of God. You know, the water, and it can be a picture of like Olympic pool could be a Spirit of God. Normally in Scripture, running water is the Spirit of God and still water is the Word of God for cleansing, but it can be elsewise. You know, it's not always, you know, like hard and fast. All right.
I'm thinking I used to be a professional athlete. I was a professional water polo player, so the swimming pool could be context.
Is usual. Oh, okay. So that's something you're used to as well.
Yes, like, but not arena size one.
All right, but I do see that every one of us is called for signs and wonders. Every one of us is for signs and wonders. You know, when the stars were created, put into the sky, and the fourth day, that's us. That's Genesis 15. You are the stars. And each one of them was for, it says, for signs and seasons. That seasons is literally Esther's 4:14. It says, for such a time as this. And every one of us is born for this time. And that becomes a little bit of a cliche in Christian circles, but we are born for such a time as this. And the signs is miracles. Every one of you is born to be a miracle carrier. And you, when you go into a room, it's not you just going into the room. You bear the very presence of God because you are an ark. You are a portal to another realm. You and God is the majority in that situation, and you release heaven by faith into that room. And so I believe that there's something there religiously trying to rob people of what they carry. All right, and there's some sort of exclusion, or so that scanner, I would see that scanner as someone actually working out whether we allow them to move in the spirit or not, and we'd be being selective. Sometimes seeker-friendly churches are a bit like that. They don't like speaking in tongues and all those sort of things because it sort of can freak the rest of the world out when they come in, and yet we need to realize it's part and parcel of who we are. Amen? Adam?
While Adrian's talking, I see that God's is bringing you into a transition of a different type of mandate, right? And I saw people getting saved, that you've led a few people. Prophetically, there's some things you get and you start reading some stuff over their lives, but it's prophetic and it's with the Holy Spirit. But there's some, you've actually had the ability to break drug addictions, and I've seen, I see a vision of that you've there's some people that you're involved with in the past are actually going to be completely saved and getting like breaking addictions, and you've God's proud of you because you separated yourself from certain people. You had to make, it's a tough decision. One of them is a good friend, and God, you had to make a decision to actually cut ties. And God's proud of you. And he says, I just publicly want to say God honors you for that, because you've made those decisions, because you position yourself, and God now is going to move. Right? I see that. Now, the reason why I'm saying this too is you have a Daniel anointing. And the Daniel anointing is a governmental, talking to the higher leaders. It's actually a governmental role where you're actually talking to leaders in high places and interpreting dreams. And God's shifting you into that right now, because you're in a place where you're ministering to people that are addicted, and there's people that are, I'm seeing surfers and things like that, right, that you're involved with, people that you're ministering to in that type of level, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's, God needs that, and you've done an amazing job. Because you're faithful in small things, God's putting you in charge in greater things. But let me say this, God wants to release a higher level of wisdom so that you're a little bit of it. I saw a vision of a beautiful cat, right, and it's you, but it's a bit independent, right, and you're a little bit independent. And God, you understand what I'm saying? When you see a cat in the spirit, it means it's an independent spirit. Now, look, we can all get in that place, because we can get a little bit over leaders that are not true fathers, right? But there are true spiritual fathers. And a true spiritual father doesn't oppress people, actually celebrates when they go beyond what they've done. My daughter, she's a prophet. You see, when I see her prophesying accuracy, and she's going in a realm, she was just doing it at the Australian Round Council, this round table, prophetic round table. My daughter's 21 and she's going beyond what I've done. I celebrate that. Rather than getting insecure and like, no, you just stay back there and pay your tithes. No. But however, we do need to pay tithes, and we need to support our church. But what I'm saying is, the spiritual father wants you to be released beyond what you've done. And there are true spiritual fathers out there. And that sort of the Bluetooth thing, God's actually bringing you into a place where your heavenly father is your true heavenly father, but God wants to have father speak into your life, because there's something's been disconnected with the father situation, right? And in the natural, right? And I'm saying this because the angel's showing me visions, and I need certain things I can say, but there's been some rejection there. And it's actually, there's times where you just felt, when you're a child, just like, there's no, felt like I'd abandoned it in here, you know? And it's like, it's that, I know that feeling where you feel betrayed, right? But God's actually showing that he's your true father. He loves you so much, and he wants to lead you into a place so you can trust men, right? Because there's been some betrayal, and God's setting you free from the betrayal of men, not only as fathers, but also in the relationship side. And God wants to set you free from any confusion in that area, because you're a woman of God, right? And you are now, God's transforming you into a place where you're going to minister. I see you ministering to leaders, but you're actually going to interpret dreams. You're going to release the supernatural. You're going to release signs and wonders. But this is in time, and you're going to actually, God's going to use you so mightily that it's going to actually bring leaders down like Nebuchadnezzar, and they're going to repent before the Lord. I don't see any specific nations, but I see continents, right? So, yeah, I do see two, right? I do see Europe, but I see also parts of Africa, right, that God's opening up to you, and even down South Africa, right? But the specific is South Africa, but I see also Europe opening up, but God's bringing you into a place where there's faithfulness even down here. This is the training ground, right, down here for a season, right? Now, does that make sense? Yeah.
This morning I woke up with one word, Johannesburg. Yeah. So that, I just wrote it down.
Johannesburg. Well, that's what, see, when the angel releases words like that, you know, and angels do give words. Cornelius, the angel came to Cornelius with the power of the Holy Spirit. And I see these visions. But how many people believe this woman's going to receive an impartation? I feel to release this. Now, you're going to grow into this. This is an invitation. But I feel to release, impart what we have to you. But you've got to grow. But you grow into this as an invitation. All right? OK? okay, we're not going to with a wand, or you're just going to learn and grow. But I really see something powerful over your life where it's going to bring change, because you're still young and you've got the world at your feet as well. So, Adrian.
So, Father, we thank you for our sister, Lord, and we thank you for the gifts you've given us. And so we lay upon our sister and we fill her up to overflowing with that which we carry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirits of wisdom and understanding, release them right now. Let the menorah of God rest upon her.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've anointing her to we break the fear of man. We break also, Lord, that spirit that tries to muddy the waters over the man situation, over the father situation. We thank you that she comes into a place of respecting and honor leaders, that she's actually not independent anymore, but she's coming into true fathers and true leaders that wants to see her go beyond. Lord, I decree this. I come against that demonic spirit that's set up fake fathers and fake leaders. We break that as well. And we thank you for the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is over her right now. And you're giving her the ability. I'm seeing that when you come into this place where it's like Joseph, when you come into this place where God's raised you up and you're very humble and you're full of love, because God's teaching you to love. He's teaching you to love. Because what happens to these people of the past, especially when you had to make tough decisions with the people who have addictions and are in the world, they're going to come to you like Joseph's brothers. So we decree this in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, this woman of God, and I say woman of God, she's going to grow in humility, and she's going to grow in the power of Yeshua. We just thank you for the Spirit of God is over her right now. Yes. And we thank you, Lord, that Johannesburg is opening up. We thank you, Lord, that even Europe, I'm seeing, you're breaking. Also, what's happening as well, I'm seeing people who are caught, there's people that are entrapped. I just break off that spirit that's manipulating people into a sex trade. I break that as well. And God's given you the power to smash that region, that regional principalities, and that's where you're going to stand before rulers and leaders. We decree that right now. God honors you because of your hunger and the decisions you made. And we just release, I impart everything that I have right now. And that's all I'm going to say. I just feel that just release that. But there's some stuff that's happened to you also in the past. And God's saying to you that I was there in the darkest place, the darkest hour. There was actually an angel that led you out of some place, if you know what I'm talking about. There's an angel that took you by the hand. You don't realize, but then you realize afterwards he led you out of this place where it's about to be destroyed. And we just decree right now that this woman of God's life is preserved for your glory in Jesus' name. We need some tissues, but anyway, bless you, honey. Thank you. Nice to meet you. All right. Bless you.
Bless you.
Well, we're gonna call it a night, but tomorrow is 10 o'clock. I'll hand it back to the pastor, and we're going to close the meeting. But we also, just keep in mind, we have an online school, but we only can join up in the conference. You can't do it outside the conference, but tomorrow we're going to release only 15 forms tomorrow. But just be aware of that, that we'll talk more about that tomorrow, but we're running out of time now.
Well, let's just give a hand to Yahweh for his goodness. Let's just pray for Adam and Adrian, for them to have secrets revealed in the night that they need, keys they're looking for doors to be opened in their own lives. So let's just stretch our hands out and pray for these two men as they've ministered to us. Yahweh, we thank you that your word says that you have held things for a certain time, and then the suddenlies of God come and you just open them up. And so, Father, we pray in the night and in the day. We pray for visions in the day and dreams in the night for Adrian and Adam. We pray for their families' dreams and visions, God, and that you would reveal secrets and mysteries, the next part of where you're taking them, inside your kingdom realm and also on the earth, that you'd release it to them in their own language with you, God, even tonight, they would have revelatory rest. We pray, Father, as they rest, as their head goes into sleep, they would go into the revelatory realm of heaven, and you would release keys to them in Jesus' name. And Father, we just say this is good and it's great, and we just praise you, Father, for men. Lord, I thank you, Father, for men who, when we walk with them, our hearts burn like those two walked with Christ. Didn't our hearts burn as we walked with him? And so, Father, we thank you for their lives in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Tomorrow, if we can, we're starting at 10 a.m. If we can try and get here a little bit earlier so we can really get on top. We want to try and fit as much in as possible to give these men as much room and space as possible to minister to us. I just want to have a shout out to the Holy Ghost, who before creation was even thought of, they saw this very time and space in Australia in the Blue Mountains. The Blue Mountains is known for 8.9 million people, visitors per year. And they go to a place called the Three Sisters. Well, our Kingdom family has been contending for 5 years now that this mountain wouldn't be known for Three Sisters but for one son. And we actually see, we've been seeing for years now that people are going to flog themselves to these mountains. They're going to get to these mountains, not for Three Sisters, but to come into the Kingdom realm of heaven. And so as we receive these men, we also receive what Yahweh is going to deposit in this region. We meet here at 10 a.m. on every second Sunday. We're a Kingdom family. If you want to join us or come as a visitor, you feel free. We've been in an unfolding revelation of the fivefold ministry. We believe that the Lord is restoring the apostolic. He's restoring the prophetic. He's restoring shepherds. He's restoring evangelists. And he's bringing teachers back to the body of Christ who aren't teaching about the Bible per se, but they're teaching about the kingdom of heaven on earth today. And so feel free to be part of that. We love you guys, and we're thankful to Yahweh that everyone's been able to come.